Up next is Katsumi H.
Time I turn the conversation to something deeper than the weather, I can feel you all but shutting down. And when I need an explanation for the silence, you just tell me you don't wanna talk about it now. What you're not saying is coming in loud and clear. We're at a crossroads here. If I'm not the one thing, stand to lose. If I'm not that arrow to the heart of you, if you don't get drunk on my kiss, if you think you can do better than this, then I guess we're done. Let's not drag this on. Consider me. Tried to hide. So when you leave me not knowing where you're going, I start thinking that we're looking at goodbye. How about a strong shot of honesty? Don't you owe that to me? If I'm not the one thing you can't stand to lose, if I'm not that arrow to the heart of you, consider me the past. Consider me a smile in an old photograph. Someone who used to make you laugh. If I'm not the one thing you can't stand to lose, if I'm not that arrow to the heart of you, then I guess we're done. Let's not drag this on. Consider me gone. Consider me gone. Consider me gone. Just consider me
H stands for. I asked this before, didn't I? And I didn't get an answer.
It's Heihachi, I think.
Heihachi.
Uh oh.
Who's Rashi?
Is that something anime-y? Is that a character or something?
It's a show. Higurashi.
Oh, Higurashi.
Nakakoroni.
Higurashi no Nakakoroni.
Yeah.
Yay.
Gibberish.
I hate that show.
Really? It's really good.
I'm sorry.
I've never seen that show.
I don't like it. Anyway, that's beside the point. Who wants to start?
Okay. I'll start, I guess. This was not my favorite of hers, Katsumi's.
Nah.
I like, okay, first of all, yay, MP3.
Yay!
Not a wave.
You can follow the rules now.
And new mic quality. Woo! You were in both my ears.
Oh yeah, I didn't notice that.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, good. Good new job on that.
For me, this critique is similar. Oh my god, excuse me. I just drank a lot of water and it like made me burp.
That's nice, Rochelle.
Yes, I know. Very attractive. Very sexy.
Yes.
Yeah, so this was, like, similar for me as Maddie's. I mean, like, in my opinion, Maddie's was better. But like, same kind of idea was that it felt like there was zero energy whatsoever in this. And it sounded like she was trying to be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, a lot.
Seriously. So, yeah. And it sounded like, I mean, like, your vocals were really nice. Like, you have a really pretty voice and just, like, a really pretty tone. But it just, I don't know, it just didn't do it for me. It also kind of sounded like you did it in one take, which is fine. You're not, like, not allowed to do stuff in one take. So, I mean, you can do stuff in one take. But, like, make it sound like you tried really hard and, like...
Yeah. Make it sound like there are levels. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just one flat
take
all in the same emotion throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
Go on a journey when you sing your cover songs.
To the Emerald City.
So. Yes. Go take a road to the Emerald City. And
so...
Yeah. I wrote down... that you have a lovely tone, which Rochelle said. It's, you have a really nice voice, but I said that you don't sound like you mean what you're saying. Like, the lyrics, those are really nice lyrics, and you should, you know, try to find some sort of personal experience that you think holds true to the meaning of the song, even if it's not literally the same thing. If it's completely different but still has the same emotion and means something to you, as long as it means something to you, then go with it. It's better than just singing the song. Because at least then, even if not for this competition, then I think it makes singing more fun.
I agree.
If you find a meaning for yourself, just for yourself. So, yeah.
And then you also have fun when you're recording, when you're, like, have the emotion and the energy, and you're, like, acting out the song. And it's just funner in general.
And it makes you build that sort of, those levels within the song, because each different segment of the lyrics and the music means something different to you. And then it becomes a sort of story, so you don't really have to make up anything. It just kind of happens on its own. So try that, maybe. And I also wrote, take a risk. I think maybe you should try to go out of your comfort zone a little next time you sing a song. Like, it'll force you to hear your voice differently and do different things with your voice, because you really have good control over your voice and you have a lovely tone. So doing things other than sounding really pretty and really nice might... I don't know, open up your potential for acting within a song and for...
Yeah.
Yeah, for stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree with all those statements. That was very, very, very good advice, Lulu.
Thanks. Also, I didn't like the chorus in your head voice, because it was kind of like, big climax of the song, and don't sing that in your head voice.
I thought, like, all of the high notes sounded, like, really timid and, like, you were, I don't know. It sounded like you were kind of afraid of the song, and, like we said, it sounded really timid and, like, it sounded more prominent in the high notes because you were, like, sounded like you were afraid to hit the high notes.
And the high notes in that song, like, in the chorus are, like, the focal point of most of the song, so people are really paying attention, so, yeah. Try to belt it out more or something.
Attack the high notes.
Attack them with rage. A raging bear. Roar. Attacking a campsite for high notes.
We should stop this critique because we've been talking for a while.
Yes, we have.
Okay, done.
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 Up next is cookies.
Storm can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway.
out of reach, and you know it might not ever come your way. Dream it anyway. God is great, but sometimes life ain't good, and when I pray, it doesn't always turn out. Gone crazy, it's hard to believe that tomorrow will be better than today. Believe it anyway, and you can love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons. In a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway. God is great, but sometimes life ain't good. And when I pray, it doesn't always turn out like I think it should. But I do.
Cookies.
I love this song.
Oh, cookies.
Oh, cookies.
Okay, so. I think this is like an opposite case of what we had with Katsumi and Maddie, where it was like lacking in emotion, but with really spot on vocals. This is like Cookies usually has really good emotion, but then is really pitchy. And and the vocals aren't so good. I love you, Cookies, but it was really pitchy. It was falling in and out throughout, and your voice was kind of shaky in the low parts. And
yeah,
and the mixing was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it was really hard to hear you at the beginning, yeah. And then when it got to the God is great part, you were really loud. Yeah. Then when it got back to the verse, actually, it was really low.
I actually would have preferred it if it was, like in the beginning and a little quieter, because the peaking was, like, making it a little hard to hear it all, because I kept having to turn it down, and it was, like, painful to my ears.
it was painful. Yeah, the mixing was just all over the place. Like, at one point it was really quiet, and then it got really loud. I mean, yeah, it's not a mixing competition, but I don't know. And, like, I don't know, this wasn't, like, the best song choice for you vocally. Like, I really liked your emotion on
too.
It.
And I
thought
really
your like, energy was really great. I just was really, 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 like, your vocals were really sketch. Like, at the end, with, like, the belting, it was just, like, all over the place, and, like, it was really pitchy, and it just was not my favorite thing I've heard from you.
The belting at the end was, like, really weak, and it should be, like, rawr, like, attack the belting.
And you kind of, like, lost your energy with the belting, too, because, like, it was almost like you backed off a little bit.
Or lost your breath
or
something.
Like, it definitely sounded weak. Than the rest of your singing.
Do you have any advice on belting, Rochelle? Because you can belt. I don't know how to do it at all.
Yeah, I can belt. I think the most important thing to remember when you're belting is to not strain your vocals too much. A good way, like, a lot of things, and also is, like, to build up to it. A lot of times when I'm belting and, like, doing, especially on, like, these recordings, is that I try to do it in one take, not, like, in one take in the sense of, you know, the whole song in one take, but, like, a section in so that you can, like, slide up to it, because one of the things I find is you can't just, like, stop a recording and, like, just do the belting part, and I don't know if that's what you did, but, like, it's always really helpful to, like, build yourself into it. Warming up before you start is always really good. And a lot of just, like, don't push your vocals. I guess the best way to describe this is, like, picture, because it comes from your chest when you belt, it comes from, like, but it should, like, air-wise and airflow-wise, it should come from, like, your lower, like, abdomen, I guess, is the area.
Yeah.
And, like, what you should do is, like, take the sound from your chest area, like, the idea of, you know, singing right there, but take your air from your stomach and, like, push it over the back and then the roof of your mouth and then out. And it's always, like, it's always out and up. Like, I don't know. One of the things I always do, too, is, like, I stand and, like, kind of, like, not tilt my head, but, like, kind of, like, sing out. Because it's, like, it's not, like, a, I don't know. Does that make any sense? Am I just, like, rambling about stuff that makes no
sense?
It
does.
Yeah.
It does to me, at least.
it's mostly about, like, airflow and, like, position of voice.
Yeah.
So, if you, like, airflow is, like, really important.
It's not just, like, about shouting until you get...
Yeah, it's not shouting. Shouting is just going to make you sound strained. Yeah. And, like, that's kind of what that was there was, like, a lot of strain.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, I also love the ending, though. Like... And not the belting part, but, like, the really quiet part.
Oh, the quiet
part. Because
the
emotion is really sweet there. I don't know. Just find a balance, Cookies.
I thought the God is great part sounded, like, off key-wise, too.
I couldn't tell because there was so much peaking. But it didn't sound right.
It might have been
peaking.
There was
peaking. A lot of peaking,
yeah. I'm not sure if it's peaking or off-key.
Cookies, I really want to see you mix... Like, have somebody else mix for you and see how that goes.
Yeah. Okay, so, done.
Okay, done. Up last in my part is Dylan.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lies. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. I can make you new friends, get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Bordeaux, France, been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance. I got you in trouble in high school, college, now that was a ball. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol, alcohol. I got blamed at your wedding reception for your best man's embarrassing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. Kings and world leaders helped Hemingway write like he did, and I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put that lampshade on your head. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Bordeaux, making a fool out of folks just like you, and helping white people dance. I am medicine and I am poison. I can help you up or make you fall. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol. Yeah, yeah, and since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Bordeaux, France, I've been making the bars lots of big money. Sing it! Yeah, I got you in trouble in high school, college, now that was a ball. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol, alcohol, alcohol.
Dylan.
Collins. Anyway, so you're immune, you sick bastard.
Yeah.
And so you've decided to go back to drinking.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed, Dylan.
I'm drinking
you're
vodka
doing so
right
well.
Now.
You, I bet you are, Rochelle.
I am. It makes sense, seeing as he dedicated this to me.
It does make sense. You people and your alcoholism... Sad.
Stay away from the bars, Dylan. You were doing
Stay
so
away.
Well.
I know, and then he went back to his old ways.
Why?
At least he didn't really talk about... Well, I guess... never mind. I was going to say he didn't talk about picking up women, but it kind of did.
At least he's not, like, being a weird stalker.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no.
Oh, boy. This was not my favorite song for you.
It was funny, though.
It was really funny, it and was. The energy was really good, and the emotion was really good. But it felt like it was a little too low for you at some points, and then it felt like it was a little too high for you at some points. You sounded strainy on some of them. Alcohol, like the part where you said, like, alcohol, that part was, like, super sketch for me. You sounded really, really, really pitchy on that part.
Yeah, and I thought the notes at the end, too, were, that, too.
But, like, I don't know.
But like it wasn't, like, a song to be sung that's in a way that was...
No, you're right. It's not supposed to be, like,
it's beautiful. A song to be enjoyed.
And I did enjoy it.
Maybe he was off-key because he was all drunk.
Drunk, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I enjoyed it. It just
he probably
wasn't...
doesn't even remember recording this song. Probably doesn't even know he submitted. He's just going to be asleep when this comes out. Fucking Dylan Collins. Fucking Leslie. You know, we should just not even critique him because he's not going to know he's in this episode. But I did like it, actually.
I did too.
Because it was entertaining.
It was.
And it was about alcohol. I didn't realize what it was about at first. I thought it was like about some asshole who was going around ruining people's lives just because he can. I was like, this is a strange song. This is kind of like Russ's song about him being like a weird internet person, but this is like a weird life person. Okay.
Douchebag.
Dylan, this is strange. And like, oh, he's actually alcohol. Uh-huh.
Oh, is that it? I was wondering, like, it said throwing white people or something?
No, helping white people dance.
Oh. Yeah. I heard that completely wrong.
That's so funny.
I was like, throwing white people out of bars or something.
Throwing white people out of bars.
I don't know.
Yes.
Really,
that's
really what it is.
I'd be really freaked out if, like, I looked over at, like, a keg of beers and they started singing in Dylan's voice. I'd go cold turkey then in there.
We
no more,
are going
no more
into
alcohol.
Really weird territory now, so I'm going to stop it.
Congratulations, Dylan, on becoming an alcoholic and
Yay.
Becoming alcohol itself.
You've joined me.
That is a feat. Yay.
I'm not an alcoholic.
All right, I'm done.
Yay.
Yay.